This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
When the CEO of Citigroup resigned last week, the sudden move caught a lot of people by surprise. But it was no big news flash that the country's third largest bank is struggling. Citi has not come roaring out of the financial crisis like, say, Goldman Sachs or JP Morgan Chase. Some folks think the problems at Citigroup are baked in the cake with the sort of one-stop shopping business model that Citigroup pioneered in the 90s. And I gather one of those skeptical folks is my regular guest, Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, Jeff.
Alan, we use this phrase, one-stop shopping, talking about banks like Citigroup. What all is under that roof, and what was the point of putting it all there?
Well, the point was that consumers could bank, buy a mortgage, get insurance, lose money on mutual funds, have a broker. All of that could be done at the bank, and businesses could do anything, raise money, have their accounts traded by the bank, borrow land, everything. The bank was going to be all things to all people and all companies, and it was a great and wonderful vision.
Sounds convenient, the idea of the financial supermarket, I guess, maybe decent in theory. What's the problem?
The companies are too complicated, and they're too general. I don't see any great reason for me to go to the supermarket, because the shopping has become, for financial things, so simple that if you have any idea of what you're doing, you don't need the supermarket. You can just go the a la carte route, which I did, and a lot of people did. Meanwhile, the banks were tripping all over themselves, trying to make all the pieces work together, which generally they don't.
And for the CEO, all these pieces are very complicated in their own right. Who can keep track of all this?
Well, I think nobody can. But there is one good thing for the CEOs of these companies, at least as they used to be. Do you think you can tell me what it is?
Would it have to do with dollar signs, perhaps?
I do believe it would, because generally speaking, if your organization is bigger, your paycheck is bigger. And that's just how life is in the fast lane, which someday you and I may actually be in.
I will see you there. Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune Magazine. Thanks.
My pleasure, Jeff.